早上好，是黄人
聊
天
下
的
方向
转
单。早上好，今天是2019年7月10日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了 Radha Chan Prabhu 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的且谈论经》是且谈论 Charitamrita。Hare Krishna。
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 18, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Visit to Sri Vrindavan.
今天我们继续来阅读《永恒的且谈论经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十八章，主 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 拜访 Sri Vrindavan.
So please everybody get in the bus.
大家上车了。
We are going on parikram.
我们现在就要开始 parikram 了。
And today we're going to a very special place.
今天我们要去一个很特别的地方。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited many places around Braj.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去往了 Braj 的很多地方。
And he met different kinds of people.
他遇到了形形色色的人。
And interacted with the animals, with the trees, with the birds.
他和动物、跟植物、跟鸟儿都有很多的交流。
He visited different temples.
他也去了许多神庙。
Walked around Govardhan Hill.
他绕拜了 Govardhan 山。
And this is how he found Vrindavan the first time he went there 500 years ago.
那这就是在五百年前他第一次来到文达文的经历。
We have to always remember the context of the pastime.
那么我们现在要关注的就是这些逍遥时光的背景。
That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to revive this process of Krishna consciousness.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 降临到这个世界上就是为了去重现这个Bhakti 分爱的这个程序
and exclusively this devotional service to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
以及呢，就是在 Vrindavan 对 Radha 和 Krishna 的奉献服务。
So we heard in the early chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita that prior to Lord Chaitanya appearing in Navadvip, Navadvip was occupied by all sorts of people who were not Krishna conscious.
那在我们的 Chaitanya Charitamrita 前面的章节当中我们也读到了当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在Navadvip 显现之前 Navadvip 这个地方呢就是被形形色色的人所占据着他们呢都不是 Krishna 知觉的奉献者
The people in India at that time were going through many changes
在那个年代印度人民经历着各种各样的跌宕起伏
between the strong influence of Buddhism
那其中对印度造成巨大影响的有佛教
and the strong influence of Mayavadis
还有 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义
people were trying to keep some sort of Vedic culture
那个时候的印度人他们试图还能够在最大的程度上来保留这个韦达文化
where they could perform pious activities and somehow or other make spiritual progress
那么他们希望呢能够尽可能的去做一些虔诚的活动然后呢尽量的去保留一些韦达文化的残存
of course living in Vrindavan is always very special
他们也希望在灵性上得到提升。那当然了，住在文达文是非常的特别的。但是我们别忘了，我们在这里说到的是在卡利年代的文。
Be present everywhere, including the Holy Land.
那也就是说呢，这个卡利年代将会无处不在，也包括它也会。
Vaishnavism, as it is known today, was not prominent at that time.
那我们现在知道了，当时呢，就是 Gaudiya Vaishnava 宗并不是非常主导的一个流派。
Which means that people did not have, to start with, there were no books.
那也就是说呢，在那个时候还没有书。
Hold on a second, we're closing the window here. There were no books for people to read.
那个时候呢，没有书籍供大家来参考阅读。
And there were no Vaishnavacharyas to guide the people.
当时呢，也没有这些 Vaishnava 的 Acharya 们能够来引导人们。
That's why people didn't really know they were living in Vrindavan, but Vrindavan was mainly a forest.
所以呢，那个时候呢，大家虽然是住在 Vrindavan, 但是呢 ，Vrindavan 基本上还是一个丛林，一个森林。
As we've explained many times before, it is only after.Rupa and Sanatan Goswami happened in Vrindavan.
那就像我们之前给大家讲到的那样，其实是在 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 在 Vrindavan 安顿下来，然后做了很多事情之后，那么人们才慢慢的去了解到了 Vrindavan， Vrindavan 才慢慢的重现天日。
They gave the real meaning of what it means to be in Vrindavan.And they gave the real meaning of what is pure devotional service.
他们定义了 Vrindavan, 他们也定义了纯粹的奉爱服务。
Prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were great acharyas such as Madhvacharya and Ramanujacharya who began the big wave of bhakti in India.
那在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之前呢，还有一些 acharya 像 Madhvacharya 和 Ramanujacharya 也在这个在印度掀起了奉爱的高潮。
But their theory was not based on Krishna bhakti as we know it, or Braj bhakti as we know it, love for Radha and Krishna.
但是他们的理论呢，并不是基于我们现在所知道的这个Braj bhakti， 也就是在 Vrindavan Braj 的奉爱服务，或者是对 Krishna 的这种奉爱服务，对 Radha 和 Krishna 的奉爱服务。
So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special gift in Kali Yuga.
所以呢，这其实也就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在卡利年代，给予世人的珍贵的礼物。
That it gives people freely pure love for Radha and Krishna.
因为呢，它是不加任何分别的。把这个对 Radha 和 Krishna 的爱自由地派发给了所有的人。
But the genius behind the spreading of Krishna consciousness is that even though in the process of bhakti there is room for so much emotion and so much sentiment.
那么在这个bhakti 的这个传播的之中，非常特别的就是说。在传播圣名的这个背后呢，还有很多去表达这个 bhakti， 表达奉爱情感的空间。
Because the idea is that love must flow from the heart onto the lotus feet of the divine couple.
所以说呢，在这里的核心要义就是说，这样的一种爱，这种奉爱之情，必须是从这对神圣的伴侣 Radha 和 Krishna 的莲花足下流淌下来的。
But in order to reach that level of emotion, which is actually called bhava, which is pure love for Krishna, one must be very, very grounded, both in knowledge and in practice.
但是呢，要达到这样子一种 bhava， 也就是对这个 Radha 和 Krishna 的纯粹的爱之前，一定一个人他必须要首先非常坚实的处在就是知识。Knowledge and practice 和实践当中，必须在知识和实践当中是根深蒂固的。
Otherwise, these emotions can just be sentimental and completely as a product of the mind.
否则的话，这样的一种情感呢，就无异于是感情泛滥、感情用事了，只不过是心意的一种产物而已。
Now, the reason why I'm saying this is because the pastime we're going to read about today is going to show the example of how people who met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a poor fund of knowledge.
通过我们今天接下来要讲的这个逍遥时光里呢，我们可以看到，其实在当时见到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的人当中，有很多人知识上都是非常的贫乏的。
So, we begin by hearing here that wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, wherever he went in Vrindavan, people would say, Krishna has again manifested in Vrindavan.
那就是无论呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到哪里，那里的人就会说 Krishna 再一次的展示在了 Vrindavan 了。
So,
在 Vrindavan 显现了。
Now we have to be very attentive because it's very, very subtle how this narration is sometimes pointing to actually Lord Krishna and sometimes pointing to Lord Chaitanya.
那在这里我们听逍遥时光的时候一定要非常的全神贯注，因为在这个叙述的过程当中，有的时候呢讲的是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 有的时候讲的是 Krishna。
One morning people came to Akrura Theater where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying and they came as a big crowd of people came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
然后呢，就是说有一天早上有一大群人，他们来到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 落脚的地方，也就是 Akrura Theater. 那这因为这是一大群人，所以呢人声鼎沸的。
So Lord Chaitanya asked them, where did you come from?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就询问他们说，你们打哪来？
And the people were very excited. They came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to break some news to him.
那这些人呢，来这些来人呢都是非常的兴奋。他们说呢，他们来见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是想告诉他一个特别的消息。
They said Krishna has again manifested himself on the waters of the Kaliya lake and is dancing on the hoods of the serpent Kaliya.And the jewels on the hoods are blazing.
然后呢，他们就是这人，他们说呢，就是 Krishna 呢又一次显现在了 Kaliya 的湖面上面。说 Krishna 呢，在这个 Kaliya 蛇的蛇头上面翩翩起舞，而且那个宝石蛇头上的那些宝石灿烂夺目，让人眼花缭乱。
So the Kaliya Lake is a lake which is within the Yamuna River.
那这个卡利亚湖呢，就是位于亚穆纳河中心。
And they say everyone has seen Lord Krishna himself. There is no doubt about it. Now, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he started to laugh, and he said, "Everything is correct."
然后呢，他们就说，所有的亲眼见过主，Krishna 的人都没有丝毫的怀疑。那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听到他们这么说之后，就哈哈大笑。他说呢，你们说的都是对的。
So for three nights successively, three nights successively, people went to the Kaliya Lake to see Krishna.And everyone returned to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, now we have seen Krishna himself.
那也就是说呢，就是一连三个晚上大家都到这个卡利亚湖去看这个 Krishna。那么看完了之后呢，他们就又都回来说，是啊，我们都见到了 Krishna 本人了。
So,They came in front of Lord Chaitanya and they said, now we have directly seen Lord Krishna. And in this way, by the mercy of the goddess of learning, they were made to speak the truth.
然后呢，那些来到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 跟前的人都说，现在呢，我们亲眼见到了 Krishna. 那急着 学问女神的仁慈，他们都在说真话。
When the people saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were actually seeing Krishna, but because they had imperfect knowledge, they accepted the wrong Krishna.
那些来见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的人，他们都说他们真真实实的见到了 Krishna， 但是呢，因为他们只是在听从自己不完美的这种知识的驱使，所以呢，实际上他们都看错了，这并不是 Krishna。
Okay, so this is very important to understand.
这一点呢非常的重要。
Because, firstly, on one hand, it's mentioned here people did not have perfect knowledge, so they did not know how to see Krishna.
首先呢，就是这些人就在这里所描述的那样，他们都是没有完美的知识的，所以他们也不知道应当以什么样的方式去见 Krishna， 去亲眼见到 Krishna。
In other words, when they were in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were exhibiting ecstatic symptom of love for Krishna.
那么也就是说，当他们来到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前的时候，他们展示出了对 Krishna 的爱的那种狂喜，那种征兆。
So because of these ecstatic symptoms, they had some realization that Krishna was present in their heart.
那么就是因为他们有这些狂喜的征兆呢，所以他们也感受到了 Krishna 已经在他们的心中显现了。
But because they didn't have the knowledge, because they didn't have the support of information from Shastra, they didn't really know where to see Krishna.
那因为呢，他们并没有这个来自于 Shastra 经典的这种知识的支持，那他们的这个知识呢不完美，所以说呢，他们并不知道应当如何见 Krishna.
So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, when they were in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were actually in front of Krishna, but they did not know it.
就说 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 就是说呢，其实当他们站在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的面前的时候，他们实际上亲眼见到的就是 Krishna 本人，但是他们并不明白。
And because they saw this light on the Jamuna River 3 nights in a row, they understood that now Krishna has returned.
那么因为他们一连三个晚上都是在这个亚穆纳河上面看到了这种光灿，所以说呢，他们就都纷纷的确信，就是说 Krishna已经亲自的显现了。
So not only the people of Vrindavan were in that situation, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own personal servant.
不仅仅是 Vrindavan 的居民是这样的一种状态，包括这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的贴身的仆人也是如此。
So Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was there when the people said it, that they saw Krishna 3 nights in a row. Now he is very curious. Now I've come to Vrindavan, Krishna is here. He is asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you please give me permission to see and Lord Krishna directly?
那么当时呢 Balabhadra Bhattacharya 也在场，就是当那些人他们说自己一连三个晚上都见到了Krishna 的时候呢，他也听到了，所以他也感到非常的激动，所以就问 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，那我现在能不能得到您的允许，我也去看一看主 Krishna 呢？
Now, when recommended Balabhadrataacharya to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to travel with him, they said, here is a gentle Brahmana who is a very highly learned scholar.
那么当时奉献者们把这个 Balabhadra Bhattacharya 推荐帕布，让他做 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 贴身的仆人，伴随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去云游的时候，他们是这样介绍 Balabhadra Bhattacharya 的，说他是一位非常 温文尔雅的这个博学多识的一个婆罗门。
So if Balabhadra Bhattacharya is a highly learned scholar, how come he doesn't know these things?
那如果 Balabhadra Bhattacharya 是一位饱学之士的话，他怎么连这样的道理都不明白呢？
Prabhupada explains in the purport to this verse that we should not be fooled by what we hear from others.
那这个要旨当中 Prabhupada 就提醒我们，我们不要道听途说。然后被轻易的被欺骗了。
If we want to be clear about the Krishna, we have to go to Guru and we have to go to Shastra.
我们如要对 Krishna 有一个清晰的这种认识的话，我们一定要寻找来自于 Guru 还有 Shastra 经典的知识。
Prabhupada says this pastime is very instructive for anyone who is interested.To make spiritual progress.
那释迦牟尼佛他说呢，对所有的试图在灵性的道路上求取进步的人来说，这里的这段逍遥时光都是深具启发的。
People were having the wrong visions.
就是人们呢的视野出现了问题。
They thought they were seeing Krishna.
他们以为自己看到了 Krishna.
But because they did not relate toThe spiritual master who is the embodiment of knowledge and they did not refer to the knowledge they were concocting with their own eyes and their own minds.
那灵性导师是知识的这个体现和化身，这些人呢并没有转向灵性导师，把灵性导师的知识作为一个参照，而是只是凭着自己的头脑和想象杜撰出了这些东西。
And this is what many, many people do today.
那今天现代的这些世人，很多人都是这样的。
Especially in China.
特别是在中国。
So many people speculate on the absolute truth or what they believe is spiritual enlightenment.
关于绝对真理，关于这种灵性的悟道，有很多人呢，都是杜撰出来的。
And therefore, unless we have reference to Guru and Shastra, we will always be fooled one way or another.
除非我们能够追随 Guru 和 Shastra 经典的这个指导，否则呢，我们总会错误百出的。
When Balabhadra Bhattacharya asked to see Krishna at the Kaliya Lake, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slapped him.Yeah.
那当这个 Balabhadra Bhattacharya 呢，他请求 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 允许他去 Kaliya 湖见 Krishna 的时候， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就打他一耳光。
A friendly slap, like you give someone a slap at the back of the head.
不过这是一种非常友善的一巴掌，就好像有人在你的后脑勺上拍了一下那样。
And he said to him, "You are a learned scholar."But you have become a fool, being influenced by the statement of other fools.
他说呢，你是一个博学多识的学者，但是呢，你却被其他的傻瓜所影响，以至于你自己也变成也以至于你自己也愚不可及了。
So Prabhupada explains that you have the blind leading the blind.And they all fall into the ditch.
那就好像说是在 Prabhupada 所讲的一样，这就好像是一个瞎子给另外一个瞎子领路，然后呢，这俩瞎子都掉到了坑里。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the foolishness of his servant.
啊，对于这个自己的这种仆人的这个愚蠢，就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是绝对不能容忍的。
So he slapped him in a friendly way to wake him up to reality.
所以他实际上就是非常友善的打了他一耳光，其实就是为了让他从这个愚昧当中清醒过来。
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, will say, "Why would Krishna appear in Kali Yuga?"
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就问了一个问题说。Krishna 怎么会显现在卡利年代呢？
People are just foolish. They're just making mistakes and they just cause unnecessary agitation.
那些愚人只会制造这种喧哗来骚扰大众而已。
So why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make this statement? Why would Krishna appear in the age of Kali?
那为什么Chaitanya Mahaprabhu他要这么说呢？ Krishna 为什么要显现在卡利年代呢？
Now he is speaking in the position of a spiritual master.
他现在说话的这个口吻是一个灵性导师的口吻。And
the spiritual master always refers to the Shastra.
那灵性导师呢，他永远都会以Shastra经典为参照。Someone
who claims to be a spiritual master and make things up is not a spiritual master.
一个自诩为灵性导师，但是不断的去心智臆测杜撰的人，他们就不是真正的灵性导师。Someone
who is so-called learned to attract the crowd and fool them with their philosophy is not a qualified guru.
那些呢，被人看成是非常有学识的，然后可以吸引大众去追随他们，然后用自己杜撰出来的知识去愚弄别人的人，他们不是灵性导师。What
we know from Shastra, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows from Shastra is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那我们所了解的这个Shastra经典的这些声明，还有Chaitanya Mahaprabhu所参照的这个经典的这个来源，都是来自于圣典波迦瓦坛的。Where
Narada Muni says, Krishna Varnam Svisa Krishnam Sango Pangasa Parshajam Yagei Sankirtana Praye Yajantihi Sumedasaha. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions.
至尊人格神首的化身会不断地去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名，有时知事会齐颂他的圣名去崇拜他。虽然至尊主的形体，虽然至尊主的这个肤色并不是黑色的，但是他就是 Krishna 本人。 他的身边环绕着童游们、仆人、武器和机密的伙伴。So
this is a very famous verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个是圣典伯伽瓦坛里的一个非常著名的释解。And
there are other verses in the Shastra that explains that Krishna does not appear in Kali Yuga.
那就是在其他的这个Shastra，其他的一些经典当中也讲到了， Krishna 不会在这个卡利年代。There
are different kinds of incarnations.
有各种各样的化身。For
the sake of pastimes.
就是为了去上演这些逍遥时光呢，所以就有不同的化身到来。There
are 10 main Lila Avatar or pastime incarnations.
这个 Lila Avatar 也就是逍遥化身的主要有十位。
Matsya.
就是 Matsya.
Koma.
鱼化身， 然后是 Koma 龟化身。
Varaha.
然后是 Varaha 神之的化身， 还有 Nishinha。
Vamana.
还有 Vamana。
Ram.
还有主 Ram的化身。
Parashuram.
还有 Parashuram。
Krishna Balaram.
还有 Krishna Balaram,
Buddha,
还有佛陀,
and Kalki.
还有 Kalki, 就是, 中文翻译成Kalki.
So, in Kali Yuga, Krishna will appear, but he has already appeared as Buddha.
在这个卡利年代呢, Krishna他也会显现, 但是他是以化身显现的, 比如说在这个年代呢, 这个Buddha, 就是佛陀已经有化身,
and he will appear again at the end of Kali Yuga as Kalki.
然后在卡利年代之末的时候，他会又以Kalki的这个化身的身份。
There are no other, we don't hear of Krishna, the Krishna of Vrindavan, appearing in Kali Yuga.
但是呢，我们从来没有听说过这个在 Vrindavan 的这个 Krishna 在卡利年代显现。
There in Kali Yuga is not blackish.
所以说呢，在这个卡利年代的这个 Krishna 它就不是黑色的。
He is actually golden.
它是金黄色的。
And that's an indication that in Kali Yuga, Krishna comes, but in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以说呢，我们众所周知就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个身份显现的是金色的服色。
And people will worship him by chanting the names of Krishna.
而人们呢，以一种什么样的方式来崇拜他呢？是通过这个唱诵圣名。
And Lord Chaitanya is not an incarnation, he is Krishna himself. Not only is Krishna himself, but he is the source of all other incarnations.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他并不是一个普通的化身，他是 Krishna 本人，而且不仅如此，他还是所有化身的源头。
So it's very, very clear to understand through this verse, which is quoted in Shastra, we have the authority to understand that who is Krishna in Kali Yuga.
所以说呢，就是说，通过这一段引文，也就是说来自于 Shastra 启示经典的这段引述，我们就知道在这个卡利年代所显现的这个 Krishna 是谁。
So,Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow Balabhadra Bhattacharya to go to the Jamuna to see Krishna as he thought that he would see Krishna.
所以说呢，就是这个 Balabhadra Bhattacharya 呢，他想去这个 Yamuna 河去看一看他所以为的那个 Krishna。但是呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里呢，却断然地阻止了他。
Now, the next morning, there were some gentlemen who had gone to the Jamuna who came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
然后第二天早上呢，有一些头天去了亚莫纳河的那些绅士呢，就来到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前来见。
And Lord Chaitanya asked them, have you seen Krishna?
然后 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就询问这个绅士说，你见了 Krishna 吗？
So these gentlemen reply what they actually saw with their eyes.
那 Chaitanya, 不是，就这个绅士呢，就说了他亲眼所见的那一幕。
And they said, at night, on the Kaliya Lake, we see the light of a fisherman's boat.
然后呢，他就说，夜晚的时候，我们看到的是，我们在这个卡利亚湖上面所见到的光呢，是一艘渔船发出的光。
In other words, what people were seeing was a fisherman on his boat moving the light around, and they were thinking that this was Kaliya dancing on the Kaliya Lake, and the light is like the jewel on his head.
那换句话说的，那就是说，就是那些见到以自以为是见到了 Krishna 的那些人，实际上见到的是在卡利亚湖当中的一个渔夫。那个渔夫在自己的渔船上举着一个灯，然后在那儿晃动着，所以呢，那个光就是从渔夫的灯上发出来的。但是他们还以为是卡利亚蛇在这个湖里面跳舞，然后那些宝石就是它的这个舌头上面的发出来的光呢。
So they said that from a distance, people they made a mistake. They see the lamp of the fisherman's boat moving, so they think Krishna is dancing on Kaliya.
所以说呢，这个绅士就是说，这些人就是远远看走了眼，他们看到的其实只不过是一个渔夫在渔船上晃着灯而已，但是他们还以为是 Krishna 在卡利亚的头上跳舞呢。
So they think that the boat is Kaliya, that the torchlight is the jewel on Kaliya's hood.
以为这个卡利亚呢， 他们就以为那个渔船就是卡利亚，然后呢，以为那个火把，就火炬，这个光啊，就是那个卡利亚舌头上面的，就是那个宝石。然后呢，又把那个渔夫错认为是 Krishna。
Then they say it's actually true that Krishna has come back to Vrindavan.
他说，千真万确 ，Krishna 真的是回到了
Vrindavan。And it's true that people have seen Krishna.
而且呢，大家也的的确确的看到了 Krishna。
But where they've seen Krishna, that is their mistake.
但是究竟是在哪里见到的 Krishna 呢？他们就误解了。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then he asked this gentleman, have you seen Krishna directly?
绅士说，你亲眼见到了 Krishna 吗？你直接见到了 Krishna 吗？
So they said, they looked at Lord Chaitanya and they said, you are a sannyasi, you are a renunciant, therefore you are a moving Narayan.
So this is the people.
Yeah.
然后呢，就是说，于是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就询问这些人，在场的那些人，那些人就是说，你是一个sannyasi，是个托钵僧，是个气绝僧，所以呢，你就是一个会走路的 Narayana， 会动的 Narayana。
So this is getting a little bit complicated. You have to pay attention to this.
在这里呢，它的这个含义就有些复杂了，所以大家要专心听。
Because first, the people of Vrindavan were being fooled by thinking that they saw Krishna on the lake at night.
首先呢，一开始就是那些 Vrindavan 的居民呢，都弄错了，他们还以为在亚穆纳河上亲眼见到了 Krishna。
Then you have the three men who come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and say, now it's not possible. People, they are making a big mistake. They think Krishna is on the lake, but actually it's only a fisherman.
然后呢，接下来又有了三个人来到了Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前，澄清说，他们弄错了，他们实际上看到的是亚穆纳河上的一个渔夫和他的渔船而已。但他们还以为见到了 Krishna.
So these three men actually understand that the people saw in the wrong way.
所以呢，这三个人他们很清楚，就是这些人是看走了眼，就是看错了。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to know if those three people are actually seeing things properly.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，所以他在这里呢，就是要明确一下。这三个人他们的这个眼光他们的认识到底是对不对
So they say yes we have seen Krishna
那我们刚才说的都是这三个人跟 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之间的这个对话交流那这三个人就是说是啊我们见过 Krishna 我们见到 Krishna 了 This is three people
Yeah. So, for you are a moving Narayan, you are a moving Krishna.
他们就是说你是一个 sannyasi, 一个托钵僧，你是会走路的 Narayana, 你就是一个会动的 Krishna.
And they also fall into the trap.
实际上他们现在也掉到了陷阱里了。
Because this moving Narayan, by seeing a sannyasi and thinking that this is a moving Narayan,This is a completely Mayavadi impersonalist concept.
因为呢，这样的一种眼光，就是看到了一个，他是一个会走路的 Narayana， 就是说会走路的至尊主。这样的一种概念，实际上是彻头彻尾的 Mayavadi 假象宗非人格主义的观点。
And if there is something that really gets Prabhupada going.In his teaching, is when you start bringing up Mayavad philosophy. Prabhupada really gets on fire.
那就是说，如果说，哪个人触及到了或者提到了这个，假象中非人格主义的哲学的话，Srila Prabhupada呢，就会勃然大怒。Srila Prabhupada就会强烈的去抨击这个。假象中的这个哲学。
Prabhupada was very, very, very strong speaking against Mayavadi philosophy.
Srila Prabhupada 呢，他是 激烈的反对这个玛雅拉底假象中非人格主义的哲学的。
So, the idea is that, again, in the historical context, in those days, people were not very well informed or educated about the worship of Krishna as a person.
那我们现在再来讲一讲这个历史的这个背景，因为当时的人们他们并没有就是有关就是如何把 Krishna 当成一个人格去崇拜的这种知识，他们也没有这方面的教育。
Because Mayavad philosophy in India at that time was very, very strong, very prominent.
因为呢，当时在整个的这个印度的这个大陆，玛雅瓦底假象中非人格主义的这种哲学可以说是无处不在，占据了。就是绝对的主导地位。
And Mayavad philosophy means that you see everyone as Narayan.
那什么叫 Mayavadi 这个假象中非人格主义哲学呢？意思就是说把每一个人都看成是 Narayan。
That you are Krishna, I am Krishna, we are all Krishna.
那换句话说，那意思就是你是 Krishna, 我是 Krishna, 我们大家都是 Krishna.
And you make no difference between you, the demigods,All the great personalities, the spiritual master, the deity, everything is one.
然后就把所有的都混为一谈了啊，就是普通人你，然后这个半神人、灵性导师、孤儒，还有神像，都觉得是一回事，就是一体的。
And of course, when the Mayavadis look at the deity, they see themselves in the deity.
那当 Mayavadi 去看神像的时候呢？却在这个神像中看到的是自己。
So because you are not different than the deity doesn't move, but you move.
那因为呢，他们觉得你是跟那个神像是没有分别的，那神像是不动的，而你会动。
So they say you are a moving Narayan.
所以呢，他们就会说，你是一个会走路的，或者你是一个会动的，神像就是 Narayan.
And therefore they greet each other.By the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya.
所以说呢，他们就会就是相互打招呼的时候，就是 Om Namo
Narayanaya. Now, interestingly speaking, a couple of days ago, someone sent me a short video on my WeChat.
那非常有意思的就是，在两三天前有一个人呢。给我的这个微信上面发了一段视频。
And the video was showing about 7 or 8 ladies sitting around a table.
那么这个视频上面呢有这么7-8个女士她们围坐在一张长桌边。
And with their eyes closed.
她们闭着眼睛。
And one lady was leading them.
然后其中有一位女士呢在带领大家
In chanting the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya
那他们就在唱的是什么呢就是 Om Namo Narayana
And when I saw this I thought There is so much speculation coming from India into China now
那么当我看这个视频之后呢我就明白了现在有这么多来自于印度的这种胡编乱造已经传入到了中国了。
People think that anything coming from India is spiritual and mystical and we just follow it.
然后中国人呢就以为只要是来自于印度的就是灵性的就是神秘的然后我们就跟着走就行了跟着就行了。
And this is very dangerous.
其实这个是非常的危险的。
It's better to actually be a good follower of Lord Buddha than to speculate on Vedic wisdom.
这个与其对这个伟达经典胡编乱造这个杜撰思辨还不如说就是非常老老实实的忠实的去追随佛陀的教导。
Or to use Vedic knowledge and Vedic rituals and culture and tradition just as a fashion show.
或者呢，就把这个伟达的这种文化呀，伟达的这种仪式啊， 只是当成伟大的这种知识当成了一种这种时尚表演一样的。
So we have to, as devotees, be equipped with transcendental knowledge so we can educate people properly.
所以作为奉献者我们应当要全副武装以这个超然的知识为我们的武装这样子呢我们才能够去正确的去引导大众。
So I told the person who sent me the video to arrange a meeting so that I can speak to these people and tell them what is the proper way of looking at scriptures.
那所以呢我就对那个发给我视频的那个人就说让他到时候去安排一个聚会然后呢我可以告诉他们应当以一种什么样的一种眼光和正确的这种途径去看经典。
We see today in so many yoga centers in China, people are introducing all sorts of completely unauthorized, invented, fashionable ways of feeling spiritual.
那我们现在在这个中国的很多的这个瑜伽馆里面呢，都看到他们在引入一些就是说完全是杜撰出来的看起来非常的时髦的各种各样的这些东西但是呢这样的一种东西好像就是让你觉得好像感觉很好
So we have to be knowledgeable enough to correct the people for their own good
所以呢我们应当要有这个深透的这个知识这样子呢我们才能够就是非常确信的去给人们纠偏。
So, now there is this interaction between Lord Chaitanya and those three men.
那现在就是说主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和这三个人之间呢有这样的一些对话交流。
And they are praising Lord Chaitanya, they say, you are a moving Narayan.
他们在赞颂 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 称颂他说你就是一位会行动的 Narayan
But this is not a praise This is actually very offensive
但实际上呢这根本就不是什么赞美之词其实是非常的冒犯的
Lord Chaitanya when he was greeted by the Mayavadi sannyasis they would say to him Om Namo Narayanaya means I am offering respect to youAs Narayan, as much as I am Narayan.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢遇到那些假象宗 Mayavadi 这个非人格主义的时候，那些非Mayavadi 们都会这样向他致意说，Om Namo Narayana。那实际上这句话的这个意思呢，就是说，就是我们把您当作 Narayana 就说您就是 Narayana 我们向您前进的致意是 Narayana 一样
And what would Lord Chaitanya reply to them as a greeting?
那这个当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去回敬他们的时候用的是一个什么样的方式呢
He would say to them Krishna Matir Astu which means, may Krishna be with you.
So Krishna Mati Astu, 意思就是说愿 Krishna 与你同在。
In other words, Krishna is in your heart.
那换句话说他的意思就是 Krishna 就在你的心中。
I'm not in your heart, Krishna is in your heart.
我不在你的心中 ,Krishna 在你心中。
So, after telling Lord Chaitanya that he is a moving Narayan, Now they're telling him, you have appeared in Vrindavan as an incarnation of Krishna, and just by seeing you, everyone is liberated.
那他们呢首先就是用这样的溢美之词说Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是会走动的 Narayana, 以这种方式来赞颂的他。然后接下来呢他们又说了一段说呢您就是 Krishna 的化身所有的人见到了您就即刻就得到了解脱。
So they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now as an incarnation of Krishna.
所以现在呢他们就把这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 看作是 Krishna 的化身。
And how does Lord Chaitanya respond to this?
那其他尼马哈帕夫又是如何回应的呢
？Vishnu, Vishnu, do not call me the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
嗯，然后他说 ，Vishnu, Vishnu, 不要称我为至尊人格神兽。
A jiva cannot become Krishna at any time. Do not even say such a thing.
他说呢，一个 jiva， 一个凡灵，无论如何都不可能变成 Krishna 的。这样的话别再说了。
When the devotees used to praise Lord Chaitanya even in intimacy, and they would tell Lord Chaitanya that he is the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya would block his ears. He did not want to hear it.
那当奉献者们去赞美这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 有的时候是就是非常亲密的去赞颂 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的，就说您就是至尊人格神手。每当奉献者这样说的时候 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就会用双手堵住耳朵，因为他不想听到这样的话。
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come as an incarnation of Krishna, he came as a devotee of Krishna.
因为呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 并不是以 Krishna 的化身的身份显现在这个世界上的，他是以 Krishna 的仆人的身份显现。
And therefore, he says, "Ajiva, he considers himself as a teacher. He considers himself a jiva, which means a conditioned soul. He says a jiva can never become Krishna."
那么就是在这里呢，他说一个 jiva 是永远不可能成为。Krishna 的，换句话说就是他是把自己当成了一个jiva， 他把自己作为一个老师，他当成把自己当成是一个受条件限制的灵魂，所以呢，他指着自己说，一个jiva是永远不可能成为 Krishna 的。
Then he says, a sannyasi in the renounced order is certainly part and parcel of the complete whole.Just as a shining molecular particle of sunshine is part and parcel of the sun itself, Krishna is like the sun, full of six opulences, but the living entity is only a fragment of the complete whole.
他说呢，在一个气质阶段的一个 sannyasi， 一个托钵生，毫无疑问呢，就是完整的整体的部分。正如是一个闪亮的分子，就是正如这个太阳的一个光子，就是太阳的不可分割的一部分一样 ，Krishna 就像是太阳，充满着六项富裕，但是生物体只不过是这个完整的整体的片段部分而已。
In other words, it doesn't matter whether you're a sannyasi or not a sannyasi. You are only a part and parcel of Krishna. You are not Krishna.
换句话说呢，不管你是一个 sannyasi 托钵僧，还是一个非托钵僧，一个普通的灵魂，你永远是这个Krishna 的这个一小部分。是 Krishna 的片段部分。
The living entity is never equal.With Krishna.
这个就是生物体是永远不可能和 Krishna 相提并论的。
So, by this interaction, we can see that even in Vrindavan, the Mayavad philosophy was in a very subtle way ingrained in people's hearts.
所以呢，就是说我们在从这一段逍遥时光里就可以看到，即便是在 Vrindavan 这样的这个圣地。就是玛雅瓦迪假象就非人格的主义的哲学也会这个不知不觉的以非常敬畏的这种方式深入到了他们的这个心里。
And someone who says that the Supreme Lord is the same as the living entity is actually an atheist.
那些把至尊主当成了这个把至尊独等同于生物体的持有这种看法的人，这种意见的人都是无神论者。
So in other words, you may have some understanding of Vedic philosophy, but if you can't make the difference between the jiva and the Supreme Lord, it means you have absolutely no knowledge, no understanding, and no faith in anything.
换句呢，就是说呢，你可能对于这个伟大的这个经典还是有一些知识的，但是如果你都分不清， 一个普通的灵魂和至尊主之间的这种分别的话，那你就是一个无知之徒，你是一个全无信念的人。
That's also one of the offenses to the holy name of Krishna.
那这个呢，其实就是对 Krishna 的一个 Krishna 的圣名的一个冒犯。
To consider the name of the demigods such as Brahma and Shiva to be on equal level, right?
像把那个半神人族Brahma 或 Shiva 的名字等同于 Krishna。
So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to those three men exactly how to see Krishna, they replied, no one considers you an ordinary human being. You are like Krishna in every respect, in bodily feature and in characteristics.
那当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去指导这个三个这个绅士告诉他们如何去 Krishna 的时候呢，他们就是说呢，没有人会把你当成凡夫俗子。然后他说呢，从任何角度来说，你就是Krishna 本人，无论是从你的外在的这个形体还是从特质。
And they are expressing their feelings that we see from your bodily features that you are none other than the son of Nanda Maharaj. And even though you have a golden luster on your body, let me read this again. By your bodily features, we can see that you are none other than the son of Nanda Maharaj, although the golden luster of your body has covered your original complexion.
那他们就是非常的真诚的说呢，从你，在你的这个在你的这个形体上面，我们通过你的外在的形体，我们可以，通过你的这个外貌，我们就能够看出你不是别人，就是Nanda Maharaj的儿子。虽然说你身上发出的这种金色的光芒已经覆盖了你原本的肤色。
So, in other words, they were seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but inside Lord Chaitanya, they could see Krishna.
那换句话说，他们眼里看到的是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 但是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之中，这个外在的形体的掩盖之下，他们是可以看到Krishna 本人的。
And just by seeing you and being with you, they are automatically ecstatic symptoms of love for Krishna.
那他们只是眼中见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 然后亲自的在Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个面前，他们 they automatically what
have ecstatic
他们就自然而然就展示出了对 Krishna 的爱的那种狂喜的征兆。
Then they say, if they see just once, if they see you just once, even women, children, old men, meat eaters.Members of the lower caste immediately chant the name of Krishna. They dance like madmen. They become spiritual masters capable of delivering the whole world.
然后他们接着又是说呢，当他们见到你，哪怕只是一次，即便是妇女、孩子、老人、食肉者以及这个最低等的人。都会立刻的情不自禁的唱诵起了 Krishna 的圣名，他们会像疯子一样翩翩起舞，他们立刻就会成为灵性导师，他们可以拯救全世界。
So this is very interesting statement because it means that there is no requirement or previous qualification.When one comes in touch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan movement, it doesn't matter what is their background, what is their gender, what is their status, they automatically become ecstatic. Not only that, but they become teachers of Krishna consciousness.
那换句话说就是一个人无论他之前的资格如何，他只要和Krishna 的这个圣名和这个三铁堂运动齐受圣名运动接触之后，就会 立刻就会得到净化。他们不仅仅会展示出这个神爱的这个狂喜的征兆，而且他们还可以成为导师去指导别人，成为灵性导师去指引别人。
And anyone who chants your holy name becomes mad with ecstasy and
唱起了你的圣名的人都会陷入狂喜就如疯子一样。
And even if they are dog eaters, they become saints.
就连吃狗者也会成为圣人。
So, these three people have kind of understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by correcting them, he is giving them the right vision, how to see Krishna.
所以呢，这个三个人他们已经恍然大悟了，他们知道就是Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 纠正了他们然后告诉他们应当用什么样的眼睛，用什么样的视野去看 Krishna。
So only Lord Chaitanya could correct them, because not only he is in the position of an acharya, but he is also supported by the scriptures, and he is giving them his own shakti to understand. Don't be fooled by seeing Krishna dancing on the Yamuna River, and don't be fooled by thinking that I am Krishna.I am only here to teach you how to see Krishna.
也就是说呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里呢，他是以一位 Acharya 的这个身份出现在他们的面前，并且引经据典，以这个经典为参照来指引了他们，去除了他们的这种愚昧和误解，让他们知道他们在看到的。不是这个在Yamuna河上面的跳舞的这个 Krishna, in other words, they didn't see Krishna in the on the Yamuna River.
Lord Chaitanya was there to teach them how to see Krishna.
也就是说呢，齐檀尼亚马哈帕布在这里就是来指导他们应当用什么样的这个眼光。去看 Krishna 的，告诉他们，在这个亚穆纳河上所看到的，并不是Krishna 真正的这个 Krishna 是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
So this pastime is telling us what was the situation in Vrindavan at that time。
所以这段逍遥时光就是告诉我们当时在这个 Vrindavan 的这种实际的情况。
How it is easy for people to fall into ritual。And to fall into traditions without proper knowledge.
那个时候的人呢，他们没有这个真正的这种知识，但是却都落入到了这种，就是仪式啊，这些崇拜之中，这些仪轨之中。
And things, of course, have been, Vrindavan has been uplifted by the presence of the Goswamis.
那因为有这些 Goswami 们的这些出现，所以呢 Vrindavan 其实就是was uplifted. Why it's uplifted?
Because it's people who have no knowledge.
就说因为有这些 Goswami 的这些显现在这个 Vrindavan 呢，所以在 Vrindavan 的这些居民他们也得到了这个提升，因为他们就获得了这个知识。
And because it is Kali Yuga, there's always been this influence on Vrindavan all the time.
因为这个是在卡利年代，所以呢，在 Vrindavan 也是无时不刻的受到这个卡利年代的影响。
And this is a very well-known fact, historically speaking. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur was fighting with Mayavadis in Vrindavan. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati was fighting with Mayavadis and sentimental people in Vrindavan.
那么在历史上也是这样的无论是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 还是 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 都有过在这个就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在 Vrindavan 和这些 Mayavadi 们对峙然后呢这个Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 呢他也曾经对付过这些 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义者还有那些感情
And when devotees started visiting Vrindavan from the West, Prabhupada gave themvery strong warning not to associate with Mayavadis.
当奉献者们从西方来到这个 Vrindavan 的时候呢，这个Srila Prabhupada 也给了奉献者们一些警示，告诉他们不要和那些 Mayavadi 打交道。
And Prabhupada explained that this is the reason why he established the Krishna Balaram temple. And he said, if you are in Vrindavan and you just stay inside that temple, you will be in pure Krishna consciousness. That's all you need, just that temple.
那 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他在这个Vrindavan 建立了 Krishna Balaram 的这个庙宇呢，就是让奉献者们就待在这个庙宇当中，就已完全的可以得到这个净化了，只需要待在庙宇，不要去任何的地方。
So Prabhupada was very, very protective because devotees, don't forget, coming from the West and even coming from China, everyone is affected by this impersonal philosophy.
所以说呢 Prabhupada 其实就是一直在保护着奉献者们，无论是西方的奉献者还是中国的这个奉献者，其实随时都在受到非人格主义哲学的侵袭。
And that's why the process of devotional service comes with so many rules and regulations, with so many different levels of purification in the bhakti process, for that very specific reason, so that we uproot this impersonal concept from our heart, because we don't know that it's there, but actually it is there, very deeply rooted.
这就是为什么说呢，伴随着这个 Bhakti 方案的这个瑜伽，就会有许多明确规定的规范原则，还有呢，有次第非常清晰的循序渐进的不同层面的这种进化的这个程序，那是因为我们每个人其实都在不同程度上受到 Mayavadi 假象中非人格主义的这种哲学的这个影响和污染，虽然我们自己可能还是不知不觉的。
And impersonalism is very deeply rooted in this country.
而且呢，在我们这个国家，其实这个非人格主义的这种思想也是根深蒂固的。
So we have the duty to be very strongly rooted in our Vaishnava philosophy so we can see Krishna clearly through every aspect of our lives.
所以呢，我们必须要扎根于这个我们的 Vaishnava 的这个哲学当中，这样我们才可以在我们的生活的方方面面都以一种正确的眼光去看到 Krishna 的存在。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I missed that long sentence, if you can repeat.
It doesn't matter. No problem.
Hare Krishna. Sumuti Radha Mataji, 请您看一下大家有没有这个问题。
Hare Krishna, Danakiri Mataji, 您可以开麦讲好吗？
可以在这说话是吧？
Can you explain what's the how this Mayavadi philosophy is manifested or in China?
好，我们看一下这个 Harivamsa
前面的一个问题，进来谈车结账，有上百万人参加，是不是也可能有很多的在象征非人格主义的非人格的奉献者？
So as a rather young child, there are millions and millions of people who participate. Is it possible that there are also a lot of Maya bodies mixed?
Of course.
对，当然了，在这个谈车节上有很多很多
of course.
很多很多的假象中的非人格主义者。So what's in their eyes when they attend Radha Yatra?
Tradition. Some are very pious. Some people are very pious. They see Lord Jagannath as very merciful.
那我想问一下的问题就是，这些假象中非人格者，他们参加这个谈车节，他们在他们的这个理解，在他们的眼里，这个谈车节是怎样的呢？那罗德川帕布解释说呢，他们中也有一些人就是把这个看成是一个传统，他们是非常的虔诚的，有一些非常的虔诚，就是把这个主加格纳的看成是非常仁慈的。
But the fact is, Lord Jagannath is the most merciful feature of Lord Krishna.
那这个主加格纳他是 Krishna 的一个最这个仁慈的展示。
That he comes out of the temple to be seen into the public means that he is very merciful, regardless of who believes in what.
那就是在这个谈车节上是主加格纳的。就是 Krishna 最仁慈的这个展示，主动的从这个庙里出来，让所有的人都能够觐见到他，而且他也不会去分对一个人见到他的人没有任何的这种分别，就是不管他们有什么样的信仰，他们相信什么。
The Radha Yatra parade is actually an expression of the highest expression of pure love for Radha and Krishna.
Radha Yatra 呢，它是以一个巡游的这个方式来展现的，其实就象征着对 Radha 和 Krishna 的最崇高的爱。
But on the other hand, it's a way for Krishna to give his blessing to everyone, regardless of who they are.
但是呢，从另外一个角度来说，也是Krishna 非常仁慈的、自由的派发他的爱的一种方式，就是无论这个人他是谁，是从哪里来，有什么样的背景。
The name is Jagannath. Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. Means that Lord Jagannath, he is the Lord of everyone.
那 Jagannath 的意思就是宇宙之主啊，它的含义是宇宙之主。宇宙之主的意思呢，就是说他是众生之主。所有人的主。
And you can go to Krishna with material desires.
你甚至可以带着这种物质的欲望来到 Krishna 的跟前。
And Krishna may fulfill your material desires.
Krishna 呢可以满足你的物质的欲望。
So you will get your desires fulfilled, but you won't get prema bhakti.
你的物质欲望可能可以得到满足，但是你却得不到 prema bhakti。
When you go to Krishna and ask him to take everything away from you so you can love him purely, then you will get prema bhakti.
那当你来到 Krishna 的跟前，向 Krishna 祈祷，请他把你所有的物质欲望都带走，都清除干净，这样你就可以非常纯粹的以奉爱之情去崇拜他的时候，那在这个时候你就是真的得到了 bhakti 奉爱了。
Okay, Donna Kelly.
Now, Radha Nanda.
Oh, there's someone.
下面有一个 Radha Nanda, 深深的顶拜，尊敬的帕布，请问，出于嫉妒和虚荣去评判别人，这样修习奉爱瑜伽的人会有什么结果？For those who always criticize others out of envy and false prestige. What kind of consequence would that be to those who practice Bhakti Yoga, of course?
Well, if you criticize, means you commit Vaishnava Parad.
如果说你老是去批评别人的话，那就说明你就是对这个 Vaishnava 奉献者有了这个 aparad， 也就是冒犯。
And Vaishnava aparad means that you are damaging your own heart。
那么既然有了这个 Vaishnava aparad 对 Vaishnava 的这个冒犯的话，实际上你就是毁了你自己的心了。
As a matter of fact, when you criticize a devotee, it's a direct criticism of Krishna.
其实当你去批评一个奉献者的时候，实际上也就是对 Krishna 的直接的冒犯。
So we can't chant Krishna's name and at the same time have a bad impression on Krishna's devotee.
所以说我们不能一面好像一直不断的在唱诵 Krishna 的名字，但是另外一面呢就是对奉献者没有好感。But what will happen to them? They lose their taste?
Yeah, you lose the taste for chanting, and then you lose the taste for serving, and if the offenses continue, then you may leave Krishna consciousness.
那其结果就是说你会慢慢的失去或者是马上就失去对于圣名还有对奉献服务的品位。如果你的这个冒犯还不终止，还一直继续的话，你就会离开 Krishna 之觉。
And oftentimes what happens is when someone is very critical, then Krishna puts them aside, away from the devotees, just like someone who is diseased, and let them work on their own heart. And once they have understood,Krishna brings them back into the association of devotees.
那对于这样的喜欢去批评别人、总是吹毛求疵的人 ，Krishna 往往会有这样的一种安排，就让他越来越远离这个奉献者了，就是好像被隔离了一样，单独的待着，然后呢，去好好的去反思，好好的去净化自己的心，然后当他们之后就是真的明白了之后，Krishna 会安排让他们再回到奉献者之中。Dana Kilidasi 询问 Mahaprabhu 有时候会清晰地和奉献者说他不是主本人，但有时候又会向奉献者清晰地展示他就是至尊主，只要崇拜他就好了。请问 Prabhu 和 Mataji 能明确地解释一下这两种情况吗？感恩你们无限甜美的仁慈。We see that sometimes Mahaprabhu will clearly explain to the devotees that he is not the Lord himself, but sometimes he would act like a devotee to manifest that he is actually the Supreme Lord, and only by worshipping him is enough. So can you explain both the two situations? Thank you very much for your unlimited sweet mercy.
Lord Chaitanya does that only with intimate associates.
只有在和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他非常亲密的同游在一起的时候， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 才会这样去做。
You'll never see Lord Chaitanya do this in public.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是永远不会在这个公众的面前这样做的。
And even the most intimate connection with devotees, he is very uncomfortable with accepting the fact that they worship him as Krishna.
即便是和最亲密的那些奉献者、身边的奉献者在一起，当身边的这些奉献者把他当成至尊人格守神 Krishna 这么来崇拜的时候，其实他也是非常的不自在的。
So, I have mentioned this many times. Lord Chaitanya is both an acharya and both a devotee who is seeking to gain the understanding of Radha's feeling for Krishna.
那我也在很多地方曾经提到过，就是就 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他不仅仅是一个 Acharya， 而且呢，他也是以一个奉献者的这个身份来展示的，是这样的一个奉献者，就是不断的去理解，试图去理解 Radha 和 Krishna 的情感的这样的一个奉献者。
什么？
Sumuki Rada 询问了一个问题，顶拜帕布和马塔吉，感恩你们的精彩讲课。虽然我们现在骑着奉献者的仁慈开始学习成为奉献者，但是过往的 Mayavadi 非人格的这种倾向依然是很深的影响着我们。怎么做才能够帮助我们建立起正确的认识和摆脱这些错误的哲学的影响呢？Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for your wonderful class. Although due to the mercy of devotees, we have started to learn to become a devotee. However, due to the previous influence from Mayavadi philosophies, that kind of impersonal inclination is still very prominent in us. It affects us tremendously.What can we do to establish the right understanding and be free from the influence of those false philosophy?
We have to try to be free from offenses when chanting the holy name.
就是当我们去念诵主的圣名的时候，要尽量的避免冒犯。
I think deity worship is very important for devotees here, but it's not easy to perform.
另外一点，我觉得对这里的奉献者来说，神像崇拜也是非常的重要的。但是呢，要去做神像崇拜，并不是一件很轻松容易的事情。
And like I said, to be well versed in the Shastra is also very important to uproot the Mayavad concept, especially Shrimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita is very, very good.
还有一点呢，就是说对于这个经典的熟知，也有助于我们去根除 Mayavadi 假象中非人格的这种倾向。特别是像Srimad Bhagavatam 圣典薄伽瓦塔，还有 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的浅谈谈经这样的经典，对我们将会产生极大的帮助。
Yeah.
幸运星，感谢帕布精彩的讲课，感谢 Mataji 的翻译。据说我们每个人都有一些非人格的倾向，请问帕布，非人格是表现在我想成为享受者不想服务吗？还是即使念着科什的圣名也不相信有科什呢？具体有些什么样的表现呢？ Thank you for your wonderful class. It is said that each of us has some impersonal inclinations. So my question isWhere does the impersonalism manifest in us? Is it that I am the enjoyer, I don't want to serve, or that when we chant the holy name, we wouldn't believe in the existence of Krishna? Can you be more specific with how impersonalism manifested in us?Our life.
Well, you have answered your own question.
其实你刚才说的这些就已经回答了你自己提出的问题了。
It manifests in many different ways.
实际上它会有各个方面的表现。
First of all, not to have the faith that there is a Supreme Lord who is a person.
首先呢，就是不相信有人格性的这个至尊主的存在。
And this is not just in China, this is all over the world is like this.
但是当然这种概念不仅仅是存在于中国，其实全世界各个地方都是这样的。
People have great, great difficulty to accept this fact that God is a person.
上帝或者说神是一个人，这一点对于人们来说实在是太难以理解了。
And therefore,The way they relate with each other, the way they relate with nature, the way they relate with everything in their life is an expansion of that lack of faith.
所以呢，生活在这个世界上的这些人，他们人和人之间的关系，人与自然的这种关系，以及他们在面对生活当中的方方面面的那种态度和这种交往的方式，其实都说明了他们的这种信仰的缺失。
So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, Prabhupada explains this very nicely.
啊，那在这个圣殿伯加瓦坛，施拉帕布帕对此有一个非常好的解释。
He said there is first centered selfishness, and then there is expended selfishness.
他说呢，就是说这种自私有两种，一种是以自我为中心的自私，还有一种是延伸的。扩展的这种自私。
In other words, first I am the center of everything.
换句话说就是首先呢，我觉得我自己就是中心。
And then everything that expands from me is just an expansion of myself. So it spreads onto family, friends, community, and the whole world.
那我周围的所有的这些呢，其实都是我的一个扩展，一个延伸。所以呢，这种自我的这种意识，强烈的自我意识，这种自私其实也就延及到你的家庭，还有社会，以及整个这个世界。
And it's very difficult to actually see the difference.
实际上呢，要去辨别这两者之间的这个区别，其实是不容易的。
The only way we see the difference is when we come to the platform of devotional service.
只有当一个人已经上升到了奉爱服务的层面的时候，他才能够对这个问题有一个清晰的认识和辨别。
On the Mayavadi impersonal platform, it's all about me and what I can get for myself.
在 Mayavadi 假象中的非人格主义的这种概念当中呢，一切都是围绕着我还有我能得到什么。
Even on the so-called religious spiritual platform, still people have an impersonal concept when they want to get liberation, they want to get free from suffering,They want to get success in life.
那就算是就是已经上升到了所谓的宗教和灵性的层面的时候，也是一种假象中的这种非人格思想。这个就是体现在我要这个离苦得乐，我要得到这个解脱，我要获得这个人生的成功等等。
Or people pray for material things.
或者呢，人们也会为这些世俗的这种事物而去那个祈祷祈福。
This is actually all very impersonal.
其实所有的这些表现都是非常的非人格的。
Krishna consciousness begins when we start thinking, "What can I do for you?"
Krishna 知觉始于我能为你做些什么。
How can I serve you?
我如何能服务于你?
That's why when we chant Hare Krishna, we ask Srimati Radharani to please engage us in Krishna's service.
所以呢，当我们去念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候，我们首先是向 Srimati Radharani 去祈祷他能够赐予我们去做奉献服务的机会，祈祷我们能够服务于他。
Because Krishna is a person.
因为 Krishna 他是人格性的。
But not just any person, he is the supreme person.
但是他并不是一个普通人，他是至尊者。
So when we are on the platform of serving Krishna, this impersonal concept begins to disappear.
所以呢，当我们来到了这个去服务至尊者的这个层面，为他做奉献服务的时候，那个非人格主义的这种倾向，这种影响呢，就不攻自破了。
And it's not a question of dropping everything, it's a question of seeing things in a different light.
但是这并不是意味着你要把所有的东西都放下，都抛弃，而是说你应当从一个不同的角度，不同的眼光来看待事物。
Instead of this is my house, my car, my money, my children, instead we say this is Krishna's house, Krishna's money, Krishna's children.
那你不要以为这个是我的家，这是我的汽车，我的房子，我的孩子，我的钱，而是换一种思维，就是说这是 Krishna 的家 ，Krishna 的孩子 ，Krishna 的房子 ，Krishna 的钱。
Yeah.Otherwise, it's just selfishness.
否则的话，这个就叫做自私自利。
My own liberation, my own freedom.
我的
that's impersonal.
我的这个自我解脱， 我的这个自由，这个如果总是这么想，就是非人格的。
A devotee is not interested in liberation. A devotee is not interested in freedom. A devotee is only interested in giving pleasure to Krishna.
奉献者呢，对于自我的这个解脱和自由是没有丝毫兴趣的。奉献者只是在想着如何给 Krishna 啊带来喜悦。
嗯。
哦，下一个问题来自于 Hare Krishna， 圣典博加瓦坛第十篇第九章第四个十节，第三十节，要指渴望在 Krishna 知觉中，充盈父爱和母爱的人，应该冥想 Yashoda 妈妈这个躯体的特征。这并非意味着人该渴望变成 Yashoda 妈妈，因为这样的渴望是非人格的想法。无论父爱、母爱、爱。啊，情侣挚爱、友情还是主仆之情，无论是哪一种情感，我们都应该追随这个文达文居民的步伐，但切莫试图变成他们。所以这里描述了这一点。精进的奉献者需细细的品味这一描述。顶派老师，请问老师，这一师节主要是描述的是父母的情感吗？还是还有别的主题？这节师也提到了非人格，请求老师给予启示。So and this devotee quote a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, and Verse 4. In the purport, it is that those who aspire to be Krishna consciousness, and you just disappeared.Those who aspire to be in Krishna consciousness and full of the parental love should meditate on the bodily feature of Mother Yashoda. It doesn't mean that one should desire to become Mother Yashoda, because that kind of desire is impersonal desire. No matter it is parental affection,conjugal love, or the master's love, master and servant affection, and whatever feelings it is, we should follow the Vrindavan residence, the residence of Vrindavan. We should never think about becoming them. Therefore, it is said here that those advanced devotees should relish this description. So my question is, this verse, is it mostly a description of the parental affection of Acharya, or is there other themes related to it? Because in this verse, impersonalism is also mentioned. Can you please give some light on that? Thank you very much. 10:9-4.
While Mother Yashoda was chanting Bhagavad Lord Krishna is going to drink milk from her breast appeared before her.
10:9-4, maybe 3. That's what.
No. Wrong verse.
No, the purport. Purport. Mentioned about the purport.
Anyone
who desires to be Krishna conscious.
Okay, so first of all,Yes, it's a very fine line. If we are not grounded in Shastra, if we are not grounded in Sadhana.
如果说我们没有扎根在这个 Shastra 经典中，或者是扎根在这个 Sadhana 规范的修习之中的话，
then we may fall into this misconception of wanting to become those.Who are personally serving Krishna?
What? Can you repeat? It didn't relate to me.
If we're not grounded in Shastra, if we are not grounded in Sadhana, we may develop this idea that we can become those who are serving Krishna.
Oh, okay. 那就是说， 就是说如果说我们没有扎根在这个 Shastra 经典里，或者是是在我们的这个 Sadhana 当中呢，我们可能就会掉到这种错误的这种概念里，以为自己能够变成那个亲自的去服务 Krishna 的那些奉献者。
Now, this process of Krishna consciousness is leading us to learn from the inhabitants of Vrindavan how they serve Krishna.
Krishna 知觉的这个程序实际上呢，就是在引导着我们，让我们去向去亲自的去服务 Krishna 的那些 Vrindavan 的居民学习。
We go from following rules and regulations.
我们首先呢是起步于sadhana， 也就是规范的修习，去追随那些规范原则。
To expressing spontaneous love。
然后呢，再到这个自然而然的去表达爱的这种层面。
To follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan。
去追随那些 Vrindavan 的居民的脚步。
And gradually to take birth in the womb of one of the inhabitants of Vrindavan。
然后呢，就是。在就是投身在一个 Vrindavan 的居民的腹中
，and be given one's eternal service to Krishna。
那这样子呢，才会被赐予对 Krishna 的永恒的奉献服务。
And that can be either as a servant, as a friend, as a parent, or as a lover。
那这个时候呢，那样的一种关系，可能就是在那种关系当中，你可能就是 Krishna 的仆人，他的。朋友啊，他的父母，或者是 Krishna 的这种爱侣，和他有什么关系。
So we don't need to aspire to be one of Krishna's servant. We become another Krishna's servant.
所以说呢，我们不用去渴望变成 Krishna 的一个仆人，我们应当去渴望让自己也成为 Krishna 的仆人，去服务他。
So we don't need to aspire to become a particular coward boy.We just become another coward boy.
所以呢，我们不需要去渴望会成为 Krishna 的某一个牧牛童，而是去渴望，而是去成为 Krishna 的另外一个牧牛童。
This is the beauty of the spiritual world. Goloka Vrindavan is that there's unlimited numbers of coward boys, of cows, of gopis.
所以呢 ，Krishna 的这个。知觉的美妙之处也在于此，就是在 Goloka Vrindavan， 在这个灵性世界，Krishna 身边的这些牧牛童、那些奶牛和牧牛姑娘都是无穷无尽的。
But there's only one Mother Yashoda.
但是亚瑟的妈妈只有一个。
And there's only one Nanda Maharaj.
Nanda Maharaj 也只有一个。
There's only one Shrimati Radharani.
Shrimati Radharani 也只有一个。
There's only one Lalita Vishakha.
Lalita Vishakha 也只有一个。
We don't become them. We can follow and serve them.
我们不会变成他们，我们是去追随他们，去服务他们，这样才对。
In other words, there are many parents in Vrindavan, and they all worship Krishna in a parental mood.
那换句话说呢，就是说。Krishna 有很多的以这个父母对孩子的那种情感来服务他的这些父母。
And they all learn from Mother Yashoda how to love Krishna.
那他们对 Krishna 的这种爱都是从亚修达妈妈那里学来的。
Now there are other devotees who may take birth as Krishna's parents in the material world.
那还有一些奉献者呢，他们可能会以这个 Krishna 父母的身份。出生在这个物质世界
，like Devahuti and Kardamamuni，
就好像 Devahuti 和 Kardamamuni。
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 There are different devotees who perform austerities to have Krishna as their son。
那有一些这些奉献者，他们经历了严苛的这种苦行，就是希望 Krishna 能够成为他们的孩子。
Like Vasudeva and Devaki。
就好像 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 就是这样的。
But In Goloka Vrindavan, there's only one Yashoda and only one Nanda Maharaj.
但是在 Goloka Vrindavan, Yashoda 妈妈和 Nanda Maharaj 只有一个。下一个问题 ，Radha Nanda 每天念诵几十圈，却依然喜欢谈论世俗话题，读经典就渴水。这样已经被启迪的人该如何解释这种状态？ Some devotees, although they have got initiation, but they probably chant many, many rounds, like more than 16 scores of rounds every day. However, they still enjoy talking about mundane topics. As soon as they read shastras, they would fall asleep. How to explain?
They're not chanting many rounds. That's the explanation.
我的解释就是说，虽然你说每天念诵几十圈，但是那个不是念诵。
We're not after many rounds. We are after quality 16 rounds.
那个念诵的这个数量并不是我们追求的。我们关注的是这十六圈是不是是有质有量，就是。有品质的。
And quality 16 rounds means hearing the holy name so that the heart can be transformed.
有品质的这个十六圈意味着你在念诵的时候是全神贯注的这个聆听的，而且这种专注会净化你的心。
And when the heart is transformed, you are eager to hear, you don't fall asleep, and you are always eager to glorify devotees and not talk nonsense.
那你的这个心呢，当得到了这个转变了之后，你就不会一读经典就打瞌睡了，你也不会就是提到这个奉献者就没有兴趣，而是会津津对奉献者，对于这个奉献服务会津津乐道，而不会总是在谈那些无聊的话题。OK, Sumukhi Radha, 请问帕布，我们每个个体的灵魂也共同构成了整体吗？每个人都有责任自觉，首先要努力的自身进化，同时也对整体利益有责任。是吗？最近发生了一些事情，让我看到以为可以与大众分离，只保护好自己的修行也是不可能的，毕竟我们无法与世隔绝。The question is, so,Each individual soul together makes the whole complete, makes the complete whole. Is that right or not? Each individual has the responsibility to be self-realized, beginning with making effort for self-purification and also render their duties to the complete whole, the benefit of the complete whole.There is something happening recently which makes me see that it's not possible to be isolated from the group simply to protect one's spiritual practice because none of us can be isolated in seclusion.
Is that a question or a statement?
A question and also a statement. The question is, so each individual soul together makes the complete whole, is that right or not? Constitutesthe complete whole, is that right or not?
Each individual soul is fully equipped to be self-realized.
就是每一个这个个体灵魂其实本质具足都是可以完全的获得自我觉悟的。
Because Krishna is within the heart and because the soul is full of knowledge, bliss and eternity.
因为 Krishna 在他的心中，而且灵魂本身就是充满着永恒知识和极乐的。
The problem is that we don't feel the urgency of spiritual progress.
问题就是我们在灵性进步方面没有一种紧迫感。
And I read about this yesterday actually, how it is not possible to make substantial progress if we remain on the neophyte platform.
那昨天我就是读到了一段话，就告诉我说，如果说我们总是停留在这个初级的这种奉献者的层面，那灵性进步是不可能的。
That we cannot deliver proper service to the guru by remaining neophyte. To remain neophyte is not a service to the spiritual master.
就是说如果我们总是自甘就是 自愿的这个停留在这个出席奉献者的这种层面上的话是不可能很好的去服务灵性导师的。如果你总是甘愿的处在长期的处在这个出席奉献者的这个层面的话那对灵性导师就不是一种服务。
I mean, it's better to be neophyte than not to be a devotee at all.
与其一直的停留在出席的这种层面，还不如不做奉献者了。
But there's nothing more painful than to be in Krishna consciousness and always remain neophyte and not make progress to be mature and to relish Krishna consciousness.
那在 Krishna 身在 Krishna 知觉当中，但是呢，却总是滞留在这种出席的这种层面，不懂得去品味Krishna 知觉，不求灵性的这种进步，没有比这更让人痛苦的了。
So a neophyte devotee is described as only having faith in Guru and faith in the deity, but nobody else.
那什么叫出席奉献者呢？就意味着就是只对 Guru 还有神像有信心，对其他人没有信心。
So there's a problem here.
在这里呢，就有一个问题。
So when we have this urgency and the desire to make progress, then we're going to pay attention to our rounds and we're going to pay attention to our association with other devotees.
如果说呢，我们对于灵性的进步有这样的一种迫切性，有这种强烈的这种渴望的话。那我们就会非常着重于我们的念诵的这种质量，就会非常的关注我们的念诵以及对其他奉献者的服务。
If you want to see where the problems are, all you have to do is read the first five verses of the Upadeshamrita.
如果说呢，你想探究一下这个问题究竟出在哪里的话，你只要去读教会的甘露的第一十节到第五十节就好了。
All the problems are listed and all the solutions are listed.
在这五个十节当中所有的这种问题呢都罗列出来了。而且呢所有的这个解决的方案呢也都罗列了。
So we can't be a devotee with materialistic eyes.
所以呢带着世俗的眼睛是不可能成为奉献者的。
We have to count our blessings, how we are given access to association with other devotees, no matter how difficult the association is.
所以说呢，我们呢应当要感恩于我们有机会能够和奉献者去联谊，有奉献者的联谊为伴，不管这个联谊是什么样子的。
Prabhupada compared Krishna consciousness to a hospital.
释迦帕帕把这个 Krishna 知觉当成就比喻成一家医院。
People on the first floor and people on the fourth floor, they're all sick.
也就是不管是住在这个病房的一层的还是四层的都是病人。
And some people are in the emergency unit.
那有的呢是在急护病房里面。
And some people are about to be discharged and they're sent home.
那有一些人呢已经是已经已经那个病愈了就快出院了。
But everyone is sick.
但是不管是怎样在这个医院里面都是病人。
So you can't say my disease is better than yours.
所以你不能说我的病比你的好。
No, we have to depend on the nurses and the surgeons.
我们得仰赖这个我们得仰赖disconnected. 我们得仰赖这个护士外科医生的照料。
So, to answer your point, is we have to become mature.
所以说呢，就是说，你对你这个问题的这个回答，就是说，我们应当要成熟起来。
And the safest place to be in Krishna consciousness is on the Madhyam platform, to be a Madhyam Adhikari, to be qualified in quality association.In understanding of Shastra and to be merciful to others.
那这个最安全的一个层面是 Madhyam Adhikari 中级奉献者的这个层面，也就是说呢， 就是说身处在这种有质量的这个联谊当中，然后对主的这个圣灵非常的具有信心，而且呢还能够一直的去利益众生。
Don't remain a neophyte.
不要总是停留在初期奉献者的层面。
Just make spiritual progress.
就是努力的去求取灵性上的进步吧。下一个问题来自于 Harry Vamsa， 把弹车节或 Krishna 当文化传统对待，和他们把他们当作修行有什么区别？最终的结果会怎么样？What's the difference between considering the Rathayatra and Krishna as a cultural tradition and a spiritual practice? What's the respective result of both visions?
Well, Harivamsa Prabhu,
Harivamsa Prabhu,
if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, nobody would know about Rathayatra.
那要不是 Srila Prabhupada 的话，谁都不知道 Rathayatra 弹车节是什么。
In India, only some people know about the Puri Rathayatra.
那在印度也是呢，只有这个少数人才知道在 Puri 有这个弹车节。
Even though millions of people attend the Puri Rathayatra every year, not everyone in India is interested in that festival.
虽然每年参加这个 Rathayatra 在 Puri 的 Rathayatra 弹车节盛会的人也有千万计，但是在这个印度并不是所有的人都对于这个弹车节感兴趣的。
Secondly, only Lord Chaitanya was able to give the real meaning of Rathayatra.
第二点呢，就是只有 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 才能够揭示 Rathayatra 弹车节的真意。
And because of the disciplic succession, we are given the real meaning of Rathayatra.
那因为有这来自于使徒传系的这个仁慈，所以呢，我们才明白 Rathayatra 的深刻的含义。
If we didn't have the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we would not know anything about the Rathayatra.
要不是有 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的这个存在，我们对这个弹车节 Rathayatra 也是一无所知的。
So,Prabhupada took the Rathayatra to the world.
So Srila Prabhupada 把这个 Rathayatra 弹车节带向了世界。
So that people get some mercy from Lord Jagannath.
这样的这个世人就能够有幸获得主 Jagannath 的这个赐福。
In other words, people are not qualified.
换句话说，这个世人其实原本是没有什么资格的。
So they don't go to Krishna, so Krishna go to them.
他们不会主动的走向 Krishna, 所以呢 ，Krishna 就主动的迈向了他们。
And it gives an opportunity for the devotees to serve Lord Jagannath on that particular occasion.
而且呢，就是在这个 Rathayatra 的这样的特殊的场合，也。主呢也就允许奉献者们能够为他做一些奉献服务。
If you see all the Rathayatra festival that take place all over the world, you will understand how merciful Lord Jagannath is, how merciful Lord Chaitanya is, and how merciful Srila Prabhupada is.
如果说你有现在世界各地都能够看到 Rathayatra 弹车节的盛况的话，你就会真正的明白。主加格纳有多么仁慈，主切他那么哈帕普有多么仁慈，施拉普拉布帕有多么的仁慈。
This year was the 40th year for the Rathayatra festival in New York.
今年是纽约的 Rathayatra 弹车节的40周年纪念日。
For 40 years, every year, the city of New York.Invites the devotees to bring Lord Jagannath onto the main streets of New York.
然后呢，就是在这四十年当中，每一年，纽约城都会邀请奉献者们，把这个主 Jagannath 的弹车带到纽约的主干道上。
Every year, the Rathayatra cart come in front of the Parliament in Washington.
每一年呢，这个 Rathayatra 的这个弹车都会来到美国国会大厦的面前。
Every year, the Rathayatra comes in front of the Parliament in London.
每年在这个伦敦的这个国会大厦面前呢，
These are very, very big achievements.
这个就是是非常了不起的成就。
Because the whole world gets to see Lord Jagannath.
因为呢，全世界的人都可以看到主 Jagannath.
That is the mercy of the Acharya.
这就是 Acharya 们的仁慈。
Sri Jagannath Swami Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Sumukhi Radha Mataji Ki Jai, Krishna Prami Mataji Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Hari Hari Bol. We are at chapter 18, right?
Yeah.
就是白坤台之音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们。今天的永恒的 Chaitanya 经是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的讲课就到这里结束了。我们现在讲到的是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第18章。感谢大家的聆听，我们下周同一时间再见。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.